loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
This is WCNO Palm City.
Place to practice it as is at home, humbling yourself. Come on, come on, we're getting better clap than that. Some of y'all scared to clap? That's a good place to practice it. Charity, let it start there. Jesus gave us a tremendous example when he, of course, wash the disciples' feet. He said, as I've done to you, I want you to do also to one another. Let me tell you something. I ought to take up an offering for this one. Only a secure person is able to take a lesser role than they feel like they're capable. You know, they might be the, like, look at Jesus. I mean, Emmanuel. But he got on his knees with a basin and took off his robe and wrapped the towel around and began to wash the disciples' feet. Only the secure person can actually, without murmuring, all right, I'm going to wash y'all feet, but y'all better get this. You know, see, it ain't what you do, it's the attitude, the spirit you do it in that counts. Jesus was humbled. I mean, I mentioned last time how when Peter denied him, Jesus wasn't too far off. And when Peter denied him that last time and the cock crowed, Jesus was able to see him. Their eyes met. And imagine the compassion that Jesus looked at him with. It wasn't anger or I told you so. It was such compassion. Peter broke and went to running. He ran and ran and ran and hid himself and wept bitterly. Wept and wept and wept because he was broken. But Jesus wasn't mad at him. He said, I've already prayed for you. You're going to deny me, but I've prayed that your faith won't fail. You know what? You know, here's the love of the Lord, the humility of God. The first thing he said when he appeared to the woman at the tomb, he said, go tell Peter and my disciples, the one that denied him, the boastful one that fell the furthest, he said, go tell Peter and my disciples to meet me in Galilee. That's how we need to be toward one another. Amen, amen. I mean, you look long enough, we have flaws. We have little, and that's why we're a body, to guard one another. To, you know, love covers transgression. Amen. You know, I mean, you understand what I mean? It covers transgression. It doesn't compromise stuff, but it covers. Amen. In other words, I'm not trying to nail you because you have a fault. Trying to, you know, to expose you and harm you because you got a weakness. No, we want to nurture you till you overcome. Amen. Till you get strong enough till Christ be formed. And yes. You start really walking in victory. Amen? Amen. Amen. So only the secure can assume a lesser role with a good attitude. It's funny, Pastor sometimes sits way in the back. I wonder if I told her now, I want you to go sit on about the fourth row. She ain't even paying me to do that. she would do it with a good attitude, because I'm teaching on attitude. No, I'm trying to make an example here, you know. If someone, you know, we went to the grand opening of the Black Panther, and you know, people were dressed in African garb, and we were kind of dressed nice, and when they did the seating so quickly that when we went in, they led us to some seats that some people was already sitting in, or some people, you know, it was like, come on. You know, and I find myself getting a little edgy. That's my seat, you know. What they doing in that seat? And I know that's my seat. Just go get it straight. And, you know, while I'm not being our seats. But I had to check myself, you know, because, you know, the movie about to start, you want to get nice and comfortable, and everybody's scuffling around, and they done messed up your seats. I'm telling them, get up off my seat. You know? But, you know, our whole mindset of humility, you know, it can wait patiently. It can, under pressure, it can wait without blowing up. True humility. It's a spiritual law, an attitude. It's a law. When you operate, I like to look at it this way. When you operate in humility, you save yourself a whole lot of trouble. Because, you know, going down some of these roads, like going out Juanita during the daytime, they're doing some work down toward US 1, and they have big detour signs when they're out there working. So they send you around, and you have to go around a couple of blocks and then out. Well, humility is like you putting up a detour sign. When the devil comes, he's got to go around. Amen. He ain't got nothing there to work with. Because you're walking in humility. He ain't got no handles. He ain't got no inroads. He's looking for pride. He's looking for anger. He's looking for something in there. And all you have is humility. It's a guard. Amen. Amen. It's a tremendous work. That's why when the Lord said, the enemy cometh, the prince of this world cometh, but he hath nothing in me. He told his disciples, I'm not going to be saying much to you for a while because he has nothing in me. That's when they start using Peter in them. They start arguing with each other. They start doing stuff. But he couldn't get to the Lord because of humility. It's a vanguard. It's a shield around you. You know, people, let them think it's stupidity. No, you understand spirit warfare. You understand how to advance. You know the roadway. You know how to stay out of the pathway of the destroyer. Ain't nothing scary about this. We ain't scared of nothing. Amen. We don't fear anything or anybody. But a wise person is cautious. There's a time to be silent. A wise person be quiet at a certain time. Yeah, I can say a whole lot of stuff, but I ain't saying nothing. There's a time where you don't cast your pearls before the swine. Because they all they're going to do is argue with you. You answer a fool according to a fool. That's Proverbs. When you perceive in the mouth of a person that they don't have the lips of knowledge, talk to them like a fool. What I'm saying, you're not talking down on them. You're just jesting with them. Yeah, you're right. I know you're right. They just as crazy. Why try to give them something they're not going to take? Wisdom is too high for a fool. That's what the scripture calls them, a fool, a foolish person. A fool says in his heart, there's no God. You can't talk to them. They're human. You need to treat them with respect. But you can't talk to them like they know something about God. They don't. They're not going to receive it unless God gave you the witness to them. But if that is the case, they're open to something. Amen. To be secure, well, let me say it this way. The secure person can take a lesser role. And the reason why, it's like Jesus, A secure person isn't counting on recognition from somewhere else. They're not doing stuff to be recognized. As a matter of fact, you study the book of Proverbs. Tomorrow's the 1st of March. You can go through that book in 1 month if you read a chapter a day and study a chapter a day. Matter of fact, eventually when we start our school back, I'm going to have a class on Proverbs, but we're going to dissect the Proverbs because it's rich. It's a gold mine. It's more precious than gold and silver and rubies and anything you can desire. You get this, all that other stuff is attached to it. Yes, it is. That's why it says, get wisdom, and in all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. The primary, the focus of your life. If you walk in wisdom, all these other things, riches, honor, favor, wealth, health, relationships, all that stuff attaches itself to it. A wise person doesn't count on recognition from somewhere else. It may come, but let it come. But you're not counting on it from there. You're counting on it coming from the Lord. To be secure, we must know where we are coming from, where we are going, and what we have. It doesn't matter if others know or not. We know. That's true humility. Somebody may not know you or know what you have. Or know, you know, Papa Jonathan talks about a pastor, you know, in our GLS Global Leadership Summit. Pastors from all over the world come. And one pastor was talking to another and he was boasting about, you know, how he started two churches and, you know, they were growing and he had a church over here. And he didn't know this little guy. I don't know if he was Filipino or Indonesian, but he said he was talking to me. He didn't know who this guy was. He didn't know this guy had over 400 churches. But he's just listening to him. Three churches, okay. Wonderful. He's just boasting about, you know. See, it doesn't matter whether people know. I'm talking about true humility. As long as you know. Ask somebody beside you. Do you really know? Or is you guessing? That's a good question. That's a good question. Do you really know who you are and what you are carrying? Amen. Just because maybe a miracle wasn't wrought yesterday or this morning, do you know who you are? Amen. And the authority that you carry as a child of God in the Spirit? Amen. Do you exercise that? Do you have a good handle on what your life really looks like? Who you really are? Who are you 5 years from now? Have you set goals? Do you see yourself? What do you look like? Still looking good? What do you look like 5 years from now? What kind of house you gonna be in? What kind of car you gonna be driving? You ever pictured it? Get the image now. Develop the image now. Don't wait 5 years and then go to think, because see, most people don't know. Amen. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know it's going to be up to God. God is saying, I just don't know. You better tell somebody, you better ask somebody then. Come on, this is the way this works. You know, you're trying to dump everything on God. Amen. God says, I gave you a brain, I gave you skills. I gave you this. I'll do my part, but you got to do your part.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.